will become more alive in every area of your life. For the past 23 years on national radio, you're tuned into America's Positive Radio Talk Show, David Essel Alive. Thank you to Cruella, the wonderful group who comes in every Saturday to just do a few lines of their song Alive for this show. Since it is called David Essel Alive, we appreciate them. Right here in Studio E, Los Angeles, California, 1-800-548-8255. I was just thinking of that commercial. Have you ever seen that commercial? I forget who it is, but there's Pinocchio. My brother, Terry, actually turned me on to it. And is it Geico or something like that? Where there's the Pinocchio's a public speaker and he's a motivational speaker. And he's telling people in the audience that they have everything to be incredibly successful in life. And he says it twice and his nose gets longer and longer. Oh, my God. That's what I was feeling right now just by saying Cruella was in the studio here with us. They're actually not in the studio, at least not tonight. But they will be. 800-548-TALK. Text us during the show, 941-266-7676. We love your texts as well. Proud to be part of the iHeart Premier Clear Channel Radio Network. Hell yes. My guest coming up in just a couple of minutes, Brandon Kelly. Check this out. Made his first million in his 20s. He's fought and overcome cancer twice, survived two dump truck accidents, and accomplished all, I mean, over his 2,000 of his goals before he was 22 years of age. Think about that. Accomplishing more than 2,000 of your goals before the age of 22. That's incredible. That's incredible. Author and professional speaker and so much more. Brandon Kelly back with us again. Brandon, welcome to the show.
Welcome, David. I'm excited to be here tonight. It's you've had a great show already, and I'm just impressed to be on the guest list. This is awesome.
Well, I'm really glad. Brandon, do you ever sit back when someone introduces you like this and you know, made your first million in your 20s and overcame cancer twice and two dump truck accidents and, you know, achieved 2,000 goals before the age of 22? Do you ever sit back and go, holy cow?
You know, actually, I do. I was on the airplane yesterday. And flying back, I ended up, for some reason, counting the number of different major life obstacles, you know, fighting the cancers, dump trucks, all of that crazy stuff that's happened in my life. And it totaled past 47, and I'm not even 47 years old. And I was like, wow, that's an excessive number. I think I need to slow down and enjoy life more a little or something. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Of all the obstacles that you've overcome, and this is so important for our listeners to hear, Brandon, because, you know, a lot of times we get and we're going to talk about overcoming procrastination and limited attitudes, and oftentimes we get stuck in victimhood and martyrdom and all these places where we can't accomplish anything in life. Of all the obstacles that you've overcome, which would you say has been the greatest of those that you've overcome?
You should give me a time for preparing for that one. I would have to say when I was hit by the dump truck and I was clinically paralyzed, so I was never supposed to be able to walk, never supposed to be able to talk. I was supposed to be a vegetable from the time I was two. I would have to say that that's probably the most significant just because all the odds were completely against me and it was never supposed to happen. I've had several other things that are in the same ballpark, and so I just look at it and say, you know what? It doesn't really matter what I can't do. It matters what I am going to do. And that's the difference between sitting back and taking the blows that life throws you versus getting up and saying, you know what, I'm going to get up again and I'm going to win this fight or this battle.
Right. When the second time of overcoming cancer, was there, when it came back, was there any thought in your mind, oh, I don't know if I can do this again?
You know, really, the second time there wasn't. It was a time frame where I had a young family. I had everything going for me, and I wanted to see my little girl, who's now 14, and I wanted to see her go through school, get married, and see the rest of my kids grow up. And so that wasn't even a thought. I wasn't even going to allow that to come in and win. I mean, there might have been a quick second where I was like, oh, great, here we go again. But I was, from the first second, I knew that, you know, it was something I was going to conquer and something I was going to win.
Yeah,
and I think that made the difference.
Where does your perseverance come from? Is it genetic? Is it environmental? Is like where do you get the perseverance to overcome 47 major obstacles before you're 47 years of age? Where does that come from for you?
Great question. I would have to say that it's probably internal. I've every time in my life, as I look back at these major milestones that I've conquered, one or two or dozens of people have said, you're not going to succeed, you're not good enough to do X, Y, Z, whatever. And I've always said, you know what? You don't know who I am, and I'm going to. Maybe it's because I'm a redhead. Maybe it's because my last name's Kelly, and I've got some Irish in me and a little bit of fight. I don't know. It's something I've never really considered. I just go out and do. I'm not going to let somebody else hold me back and make their decision weigh in on how my life goes.
In these 47 obstacles, you know, and because you're an inspirational speaker and an author and so much more, Brandon, I look at this and say, oh, my Lord, I wonder if some of these weren't purposely divinely given so that you would have even more information to share with people that need to be inspired as well.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up, David, because last night on the airplane, that same conclusion happened. And if I may, can I share a quick story about how I came to that enlightenment just even yesterday?
Yeah.
Would that be okay?
Yes.
So yesterday I'm flying from Phoenix back home, and I end up sitting next to a young lady that her life, you know, was really in shambles. She was 25, had just had a really rough life, and not happy with where anything was at. And as we talked and stuff, she asked me, you know, what do? You look really successful. And that kind of caught me off guard because I just, you know, didn't think that I was looking all that sharp flying home from after a long week of training, right? And she asked me, what is it that makes you so successful? And so I told her some of the things that I went through, and she's like, you know, that's just inspirational. And I'm like, you know, I think really what it is that the Lord has blessed me to go through all this stuff so that I can help other people realize when they're facing their trials and their tribulations that there's a path through it. There's a way through it to succeed. And ultimately, the gal that I sat next to said, you know, it was inspiration that I had to sit with you today because I was needing this. You know, my mom's going through cancer, and she doesn't know it, but I'm flying home for what we think will probably be her final birthday. And as we talked, I challenged her to see what she could do her best at, you know, to not live with any regrets, and that really took hold. And so as in the short hour flight that we had, she was able to really get focused on her goals and what the limitations were so that she could be successful. And I truly believe that the good Lord has blessed us all with challenges, and it's just a matter of how we overcome and what we can do. Would you agree?
Every guest that we have on, Brandon, you know, has something that was a turning point for them. If it was homelessness, or in your case, you know, overcoming 47 major obstacles in life, and other people, but I can't remember ever having an inspirational, motivational guest, author, et cetera, come on that really just had a scot-free life, you know, that was born with a silver spoon, that just never had to work. And I mean, everyone who is accomplishing great things and has a message that is meaningful and worthwhile to share with this world is doing so from that point of saying, yes, I have been with you in that space and in that space and at that space, and we can do it together. We can overcome it. I see that all the time, Brandon.
No, I totally agree. And I can't think of anybody else that I've ever met that's been successful and things of that nature that hasn't had a major problem. And a lot of times those problems actually create what I call a life lantern. It's a shining moment in your history that allows you to see clearly and to help other people come to you so that, you know, together you can overcome these problems. And that's exactly right, David. I mean, I don't think there's anybody out there that's achieved anything that hasn't had to overcome major obstacles, major milestones in life.
That's right. We're talking to Brandon Kelly, author, professional speaker, coach, and so much more. TheBrandonKelly.com is the website. We're going to come back with Brandon and talk about the definition of procrastination and why do we procrastinate, and a whole bunch of questions on procrastination itself. If you want more information on his work, TheBrandonKelly.com. And, of course, with all of our guests, their information is at TalkDavid.com. You can go there, check them out. Much more to come. I'm David Essel. Stay there.
Never miss a week of inspiration by joining David Essel's Text Club right now. You can listen to David Essel live from anywhere in the world right on your smartphone if you text right now, TALKDAVID, to 69302. Text TALKDAVID, all one word, to 69302. And we're going to send you a link before the show starts every week so you can listen live all over the world to David Essel Live. Get inspired right now by joining David Essel's Text Club. Text Talk David to 69302. Talk David to 69302.
Did you know that in just 3 hours, your life can be radically changed? Hi, I'm iHeartRadio host and author David Essel. Every month, we offer a low-cost, three-hour seminar that you can join from anywhere in the USA for only $27. Our life-changing topics range from financial freedom to love and relationships, as well as our motivational seminar, Change Your Life Now. Visit TalkDavid.com. That's TalkDavid.com right now and sign up for only $27.
You're tuned in to David Essel Live, America's positive radio show. Like us on Facebook and listen to hundreds of inspirational archive shows at TalkDavid.com. Now here's your host, Mr. Motivation, David.
Coast to coast every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific, 800-548-TALK. Text us, 941-266-7676. My guest, Brandon Kelly, author, motivational, inspirational speaker, and more. And Brandon, before we left, I brought up the whole thing about procrastination. Define that word, if you would.
I don't want to talk about that now, David. There's so many other fun things to do.
there's other things I'd rather talk about.
Oh, procrastination is you know, delaying what the inevitable really is. And so a lot of times we think that we can do things in a shorter amount of time. You know, for instance, mowing my lawn, I know it's going to take me 2 hours to do, but if I only give myself a 45-minute window, it's never going to happen that way. And
right.
And so we always procrastinate stuff, and I could give you hundreds of stories on people that I've coached that have procrastinated, and we kind of, you know, wrung their head with a good 2x4 and helped them get them back in line. But, you know, as we talk about procrastination, I want your listeners to really think about this message that you and I are going to share, because hopefully this will, you know, change their path and do everything you talk about and getting them in line with their health and wealth and everything in between. So if I may, can I share another story or share a couple of questions and see what our listeners would do?
You know, absolutely.
So you've talked about how I was hit by a dump truck twice. I fought cancer twice. And we never know when we're going to get that moment in life that, you know, could be our last. And I was extremely lucky to have survived the ones that I have. And so I want you to think for a second. You know, and as we talked over the break, I was thinking about when I hit my dump truck and I was going through the physical therapy and it was just really tough. And about a year into the physical therapy, they said, Brandon, you know, you've got stage 3 cancer. And I'm like, no, I don't. And they're like, yeah, you do. You've got 6 months to live. And so I want to ask that question right here and right now. If you only had 6 months to live, what would change? What are you going to do different?
Right.
You know, what accomplishments are you going to be proud of? What are you going to wish that you could have done or done differently or not have done? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so
right.
What would you change? And so as you're going through that, the reality is we need to focus on now. What is it now that we're going to make sure that we do so that we live without any regrets? And once we understand that concept, David, procrastination really becomes a thing of the past. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, the question that you just asked, very few of us ever sit down and ponder that. If I only had X amount of time left, what would I do? And then go out and do it. Very few of us ever really sit down, Brandon, and do that.
Well, and you brought up the fact that I had accomplished 2,000 goals by the time I was 22, and that was because at 16, I fought cancer the first round, and at 22, I fought it again. And as I looked at that list when I was 22, I still had a long list of things that I wanted to do, places I wanted to go, great things that I wanted to experience in my life. And I sat down and I said, I'm going to put together a plan to make that happen. No longer am I going to sit there and think, okay, I'm going to go to Europe, you know, when I retire, when I'm 55 or 60, because I couldn't see that far in the future. That was,
sure,
you know, 4 times my age, basically, at that point. And how could I do that? And so as you start to think about these questions, and especially your listeners that are struggling, that are trying to figure out, you know, things are broken, I don't like the way life is right now, you know, that's great. As human beings, and correct me if I'm wrong, David, you've probably done more research, but we're the only mammal or animal out there that can change its experiences. We can learn more. We can go to seminars.
Right.
We can go to workshops. We can be around friends that are good people. You know, we can do all of that. But, you know, if you're a dog, you're a dog, right? You can't really change your stripes.
Right.
Or that would be a zebra, but anyway, you know?
I got what you're saying.
And so I don't think there's anything else out there that can change its destination or change its course like a human can. And that thought alone should be magnificent to all of the listeners. You know, if you don't like where you're at today, that's great. Stop it. Let's figure out what we need to fix. And as we go through that, now that becomes relieving. And so can I share a couple other things with your listeners to help them kind of get over the procrastination and get out of that funk that they might be in? Would that be okay?
Yeah, absolutely, Brandon. Absolutely.
Okay, great. Well, the first thing they need to do is they need to make a list of everything that is holding them back, everything that's slowing them down, their fears that they may have associated with the success or, you know, not having enough money or whatever it is, everything that's holding them back from that final goal or that great goal that they see themselves living in that castle on the hill, they need to write it down. And only once we've done that, in fact, that will actually relieve a ton of pressure and stress. We'll be able to identify what's been holding us back. And once we've done that, now we just need to chart a course to where we want to go. And it's kind of like there's an island there with a castle on it, and it's gorgeous and green, you know, landscaping and everything around. And we can't figure out how to get across that, and there's fearful desires that are happening. How do I get there? I don't know if I'm good enough. I don't deserve it. And that's absolutely wrong. And so as we map out the fear, I want you to imagine a bridge. So we lay that map across, and we have to build a couple of different foundations. And one is like we said, having good friends. Another one is planning. Another one is putting yourself around mentors or people that have actually been successful and will share with you the steps that it takes to get there so that you don't have to beat yourself up with the 2x4. Would you agree with that?
Right on. Right. And I'm just going to recap this. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, when we're looking to break through procrastination, make sure you're surrounded with good friends that are also motivated moving forward, that you have a plan. And the last thing that you just said, Brandon, is so crucial. I mean, I've had many, many great mentors in my life, and one of them who's still with us, Joe Cerulli, was a guy that was homeless for a long time, became a multi-millionaire. And I love his story. You know, he's got tons of integrity. He's just a great, great guy. But I love his story because so many people don't think that where they are right now, that they can change their finances or they can change their body or they can change anything. And we have stories like you, my mentor Joe, and other, myself included, where people can say, oh, my gosh, they've accomplished that. Then, heck, I can too.
Exactly. And that's the wonderful thing that is out there is that life leaves – you know, different milestones or lanterns from other people that have been successful. We just need to tune our course in the right direction. And so, you know, now we've done kind of the first major relieving the burden, and that's listing everything down. And at this point, what I suggest people do is they make a copy of it, and they crumple up the copy and throw it away, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then
gotcha.
On the back of that sheet of paper, here comes the other beauty of the learning how to overcome procrastination. And that is, how you need to write down how your life is going to be different now that you have that castle, now that you have that car, now you have that great relationship with your wife and family, you know, and how great your life is with the money. And it's not the fact that you're rich and can go blow it like a movie star, but it's what can you do with the money you have to help other people be just as successful.
Yeah,
because the more of
right
that
on.
You do, the more you'll be, the bigger your bank account will be, right?
Yes.
It's not how many
movies
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm totally in tune with that.
What can I do to help other people? No, it's what can I do to help other people to achieve the beauty of their dreams? And as soon as you do that and you put down how great it is to drive that gorgeous car and to be able to not worry about your bills from month to month and be able to,
right.
you know, pay your bills a year ahead of time, how gorgeous is
right.
that? Right?
Totally stress-free living at that, from a financial stress. That would be a total stress-free 12 months, Brandon. I mean, it would be phenomenal for our listeners.
And see, and that's what people don't realize is if we were to say, okay, you know, my utility bill is X number of dollars for an entire year, and I pay that in January, they might give me a discount, so I get 10% extra in my checking account. You know, and if
right.
I pay certain things ahead of time, phones and all the other stuff that we can do, now all of a sudden those people are paying you back, and interest is working for you. And that's what the little guys, they miss out on. And they get so wrapped up on, you know, my life sucks and this is no good, and they just get in that same trench every single day that they never take a second, put the snorkel on and the goggles on and go up above the trench and say, hey, look, you know, there's another way and an easier way to do things, right? Yeah. I mean, would you agree with that from what you've seen?
Yeah, I would 100%. We've got to go to a quick break. We're coming back with Brandon Kelly talking more about overcoming procrastination, limited attitudes. His website is thebrandonkelly.com. And when Brandon comes back, I'm going to have him be thinking about this question. Is genetics have anything to do with limited attitudes and procrastination? Think about it. TalkDavid.com. Stay right there.
You're tuned in to David Essel Live, America's positive radio show. Like us on Facebook and listen to hundreds of inspirational archive shows at TalkDavid.com. Now here's your host, Mr. Motivation, David Essel.
For the past 23 years, rocking the USA coast to coast every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific. Pure positive talk all the time. Proud to be part of the iHeart Premier Clear Channel Radio Network. Absolutely. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK, and our text number, 941-266-7676, 941-266-7676. My guest, Brandon Kelly, thebrandonkelly.com, author, motivational speaker, coach, and so much more. Brandon, I asked this question just before we left, and I want to know your thought on it. Do you think genetics has anything to do, or is it the environment entirely that has to do with, like, this habit of procrastination and the habit of limited thought processes or limited thinking? What's your take on that?
That's a great question, David. As I've thought about that, the reality is a lot of people think that it is genetics. You know, for instance, my dad, he didn't grow up poor, but he always thought poor. We always lived on the wrong side of the tracks. You know, money was always a concern. And I always thought, you know, if that's the case, then why are there such big houses up on the hill? And why do people own businesses? And why are they successful? And so the environment comes into play, that we have the opportunity to go to the environment and seek out the answers that we want. You know, for instance, in my library, I probably have between 800 and 900 different volumes of different motivational, money, sales techniques, everything under the sun that I felt that I was lacking in and wanted to become better at. And so I took my environment and said, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to end up like my parents. I'm not going to let the genetics of procrastination and delay and everything else pull in. Now, have I been guilty of it? Yeah, I have. But as soon as I recognize when that happens in my life, I try to change course, make immediate improvements, and get going back the way I know that I can do it.
Love it.
Does that answer the question?
Yeah, it's so powerful. It is so powerful, and I'm with you. You know, I really do think that it's driven by the environment, and that's good news, ladies and gentlemen. It's great news, as a matter of fact, because if it's driven by the environment, if procrastination is driven by the environment that you were raised in, or limited attitude or mindset is driven by the environment you're raised in, you have 100% complete control to change that. The final question that I have for you tonight, Brandon, is what do you think is the most important tool to release a limited mindset and to adopt a mindset of unlimited living?
If there I would was say the most important tool is you need to sit down and make the goal board or the picture board, whatever you want to see, and you need to create that vision of who you are. When I was 15 and fighting cancer, I sat down with my mentor, and he said, Brandon, who are you going to become? What do you want to be? You know, and I told him exactly what I wanted, and he said, describe that to me. And I said, you know, I'm going to be walking into the business in a green double-breasted suit, and I'm going to have this style of shoes on and this watch and this briefcase. And in that briefcase, I'm going to have contracts that are going to be multi-million-dollar contracts that I was the one that organized those and put those together. And so for the listener's sake, the most important thing they need to do is they need to see that the beauty, the vision of who they can become, that seed, that potential, David, and they need to grasp onto that. And no matter how many people knock them down, swap them by the side, whatever, they need to stay focused on what the potential is that they have. And as they do that, their confidence is going to grow. As their confidence grows, you're going to have people, friends, family, and other people come around to help them out and be successful and go, I knew that guy could be or that lady could be successful. And it all becomes or comes from the major emphasis of believing in who you are. And
right,
I'm a perfect example of that too, because I was involved in a gang when I was 10 just so that I could get safe and not get beat up every day in school. And I had that scoutmaster that got me out of the, you know, junk that I was in, and he helped turn that direction in there. So if I can do it and be from, like I said, the gang and those 47 things that we talked about, certainly your listeners can get out and be successful. They just need to believe in themselves and then put the team and the mentors together that will help them achieve those goals.
Amen to that. And ladies and gentlemen, listen to what Brandon just said. Put the team together, the mentors, the coaches, the friends that are out there going after their dreams too. That team will then help to inspire you to accomplish any and all goals that you would like to accomplish. TheBrandonKelly.com is the website for Brandon. TheBrandonKelly.com. Check it out for everything that he does. Brandon, always wonderful to have you on the show. Thanks for sharing your wisdom and stories.
Absolutely. And David, if you ever need another guest on the show, I'd love to come back. I love the conversations we've had. And every time you and I get together, we seem to, you know, I know that I come away a better person just having spent time with you and the listeners. So, thanks for the time to be here tonight. It's been inspirational.
Absolutely, Brandon. We'll get you back. You have a great weekend with your family.
You do the same, and your listeners go out and achieve your greatness. Elevate your effort.
Right on.
Okay? Have a great one.
Right on. Thanks, man. TheBrandonKelly.com, TheBrandonKelly.com. Check it out. You're tuned into America's Positive Radio Talk Show, our website, TalkDavid.com. We've got all kinds of stuff going on at the website, but I want to get back to our emails and our texts because we had so many come in today, and as I just said that, we've got more coming in. The text is 941-266-7676. Listening to Jan Spiller earlier today, there seemed to be a lot of questions on love. So I have a question for you, David. What is the most important trait in love you think to give the best opportunity for a relationship to evolve? I love that question. To me, it's all trust. It's all about trust. It's all about trust. I think the number one trait in any love relationship, to take it to the next level, is to be able to trust our partner implicitly in everything, in their words, in their actions, what they say they're going to do, what they intend to do. You know, one thing that we've got videos, if you go to YouTube, we've just did some recent videos about trust and about boundaries and consequences, which is a form of trust, building trust exercise. But go to YouTube. Just Google in David Essel. Put in the search box David Essel / love or put in David Essel / trust, and you'll come up with the videos that I'm talking about. But beyond a doubt, when we counsel couples, it's usually trust has been broken. And that's how they come into the room or how they come into my office or how we work with them on the phone. Usually when people are struggling, it's because trust has been broken without a doubt. You know, and I say, even on the video, I say chemistry is important. Yes. Attraction is important. Yes. Compatibility. Yes. But the most important trait in a love relationship is trust, bar none. If you have shaky trust, you don't have a deep relationship. You just don't. So figuring out a way to earn your partner's trust back, to be trustworthy, to follow your word, to do what you say you're going to do is number one. And it's even the small things, ladies and gentlemen. You know, if you say to your partner, yeah, I'll take care of that. I'll pick up the dry cleaning. I'll take the garbage out. I'll do that. And then you don't. Well, you know, I intended to. And that's another video you can Google is intention. You know, I intended to is an absolute waste of time. It's a waste of your breath. You know, like, do what you say you're going to do, which builds integrity, which builds trust, which deepens love. Oh, my Lord, they're all so intertwined. And it's so crucial. It is so crucial. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK. I smile because of these text messages. My Lord. The text, I don't even know if I have to give it out anymore, but here we'll do it again. 941-266-7676. 941-266-7676. Coming back from the break, we're going to go to a break in a minute. Coming back from the break, a 15-year-old son that loves to hunt but will shoot and kill anything that moves. Oh, my gosh. We're going to talk about that. We've got that. And then we've got a guy. And this topic has come up many times in the last couple months. A man who's married to a woman whose sex drive is 10 times what the man's is. And he's feeling demasculated. And, you know, at some level, you can understand why. Because men are supposed to be the sexual beast, right? Men are the ones that are supposed to be the sexual aggressor. And if you have a wife or a girlfriend who has a higher sex drive than you do, it can demasculize a man. It can make them feel less than. We'll talk about that when we come back. Text us right now, 941-266-7676. Visit the website, talkdavid.com. And if you're challenged in life with money, your relationships, and addiction, email me at talkdavid.com. All of our work is 100% money-back guaranteed. You're not going to ever lose a penny because that's how effective our work is. TalkDavid.com. I'm David Essel. Stay there.
I think the cool thing about David Essel's way of teaching really is the way he asked the right questions and then had me do the homework to write down the answers to those questions.
Clients who have worked one-on-one with Master Life Coach David Essel are creating the life they've always wanted.
So happy to say that next month will be 4 years sober, and I owe a lot of that to David Essel's help and friendship through the process.
Their success has come from focus and accountability with David, and the same can happen for you. Life coaching programs start at under $200, so visit TalkDavid.com. That's TalkDavid.com.
Creating a daily focus on your spiritual path ultimately brings us to peace of mind, an amazing gift we get to give ourselves every day. I'm David Essel, author and master life coach. If you desire that inner peace, contact me now at talkdavid.com. Let's work together to create a plan to help you get the peace you deserve. If you're serious about life change, we want to work with you. Contact me at talkdavid.com. That's talkdavid.com. It's time for change, and I can help you get there at talkdavid.com.
You're tuned in to David Essel Live, America's positive radio show. Like us on Facebook and listen to hundreds of inspirational archive shows at talkdavid.com. Now here's your host, Mr. Motivation, David Essel.
Oh, yeah. Coast to coast, baby. 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific every Saturday evening. Love to have you with us, and thank you so much. Don't forget that every one of our interviews, all of our shows, the answers to all of your questions that we go over and we're going over right now via email and text that I receive in is at talkdavid.com. So just go to talkdavid.com. You can set yourself up to listen 7 days a week to get inspired, to stay inspired. We have the most amazing authors in the world, experts in the world, all about personal growth. So check it out at talkdavid.com. I'm going to go back to this text that came in. My 15-year-old son loves to hunt, but will shoot and kill anything that moves. My husband says it is part of growing up. My son brags about the number of birds or squirrels, et cetera, that he shoots. It's really, really bothering me. The text goes on, but I'm just going to end it right there. You know what? I tell you, my philosophy pretty much is that we should only kill what we're going to eat. I really mean, I don't, and I know 15-year-olds, they go through the rites of passage, their own internal rites of passage or dad's rites of passage or, you know, the boys in the neighborhood, wherever we grow up, of course, if you're out hunting, then you grow up with those rites of passage. If you live in the middle of a city, you go through different rites of passage to prove you're a man. That's the old way of thinking. The new way of thinking is that necessary? You know, is it necessary? Is it something that is necessary to carry this on? I think you and your husband need to sit down and talk about this. Again, I would only kill that which we eat. So I would say to your son, listen, here's a new philosophy. If you want to have the gun, then you're going to shoot that which you want to bring home, you know, and bring home and cook up. So you want to go ahead and shoot a crow? Awesome. You're going to eat crow. You know, you want to shoot a squirrel? Great. Let's go have dinner. Let's go have some squirrel legs, you know. But I really would. I would shift it. You know, different parts of the USA view this differently. You go to some areas, and of course, if they're listening to me talking right now, they're probably pissed off at me. Like, who does he think he is? Of course you should, as a 15-year-old, learn to shoot and kill anything. It's part of being a man, right? I just don't agree with it. you know, the alpha males in society need a way to express their alphaness, you know, their domination. And kids growing up, they may not be able to dominate in business, or they may not be able to dominate in sports yet. And so they find different ways. But I just think that bothers me, you know, that he'll shoot and kill anything that moves. And I will also say this to you. It doesn't bother me because, you know, he's wrong, because I did that as a kid. And I look back, and my parents did not condone it at all. Oh, my Lord. You know, neither of them were hunters. And, you know, for some reason, getting a BB gun and going and doing my thing, I thought was a great idea. But in actuality, it wasn't. I've even had huge – I used to be a massive fisherman. I used to love to fish. And I bet it's probably been, I don't know, 10 years, 15 years since I've fished. And the reason that there was a change in heart is because I really started to feel the struggle and the stress the fish went through that I was bringing into the boat or into the shore. My sensitivity grew, you know, instead of getting cold and harbored in as I age, the opposite happened. And I started thinking, God, you know, I'm putting these fish through so much stress, even if I was letting them go. And if I were to fish again, it would be sport fishing only, and it would be big fish only, like marlin or something like that. That's the only, and only because I've read that they can handle the stress of a short fight much better than a smaller fish. So, but I haven't even decided if I am going to ever fish again. But my belief systems have radically changed. And hopefully, if you sit down with your husband, you know, it's got to come from the top, and it's got to be a united front that you sit down with your son together. If you say to your son, that's unacceptable, and your husband's sort of behind your back snickering about it, well, that's not going to get you anywhere. So you and your husband have got to come to an agreement, and I hope you will. And I hope you'll teach your son about compassion and empathy versus cruelty. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. Text us 941-266-7676. This is the one about a man and his wife and sex. How do I deal with a wife who wants sex 3 to 5 times a week, when up until this year, one time a week was good for both of us? I'm 55, she's 45, and both in great health. I train 5 days a week at the gym, but honestly, she's wearing me out, David, and now we argue constantly about sex. I'm starting to feel less than a man, quote unquote. Wow. You know, lots of guys... And I've said this last week. We had a similar text came in last week, and lots of guys will go, oh, my gosh, please give me that problem because my wife hates sex, or my wife won't have sex with me, you know, and maybe for good reason she won't have sex, right? Maybe there's some resentments that we need to clean up. But when it comes to sex drives that are this different, you know, number one I would say is that do you feel like you have enough interest in sex? In other words, you were going for once a week, and now she wants 3 to 5 times a week. And it's not unusual for women, she's 45, for women between 40 and 50 to start to see a huge influx in their desire for sex. That is not uncommon. Hormonal changes and more happen. Sometimes it's because kids leave the house and they feel free, they don't feel burdened. There's all kinds of reasons, but a lot of women in their 40s and 50s start to see a huge increase in their sex drive just when a guy's sexual drive is diminishing. Isn't that a perfect match? I don't know who created that. But I would say if you feel that your sex drive is less than you would like it to be, then that would be a reason to get your hormones checked. And we'll go over all this stuff. You know, the free testosterone levels, your base testosterone levels. Those are two different blood tests, free testosterone and base testosterone. And then your estrogen levels, or what they refer to as estradiol levels. And then you can do adrenal gland checks to make sure that your body is functioning at its optimal at 55 years of age. There are pharmaceutical supplementation, testosterone shots, et cetera, that you can get on to see if that's part of the problem. But it just seems to me, and you don't say anything here about, you guys argue always about sex, but you don't say any other problems in this short text. So I would say it might be a matter of that her drive is increasing, yours is naturally waning, and how do we come to an agreement about this? How do we solve this? So one thing is to make sure that your testosterone levels are great and your estrogen levels are normalized. So that'd be number one. Then the other thing I would say is if her drive is that high and you're really happy with one time a week, then take care of her needs the other times. It doesn't have to be intercourse, but make sure that she's being pleasured. Make sure that she's having her needs met, because it is very common in my practice to see couples of all ages with different sexual drives and different sexual interests. That's pretty normal. So let's just say that's part of life, right? Now, the next thing we need to do is say, now, what do we do about that so that no one harbors great resentments? And if you guys are arguing all the time, that means deep resentments are forming. Let's figure out a way to release these resentments. And one way for her that would probably take care of a lot of her issues would be just to say, listen, honey, on Saturday nights I'll make love, or Saturday mornings or Sunday afternoons or whatever it is that we want to get into a routine. And the rest of the days, when you feel that need, I will take care of your needs. And at first, you know, a lot of women will say, no, that's not the same. I want intercourse. But, you know, there's all kinds of things you can do to take care of her needs. And it may not be the best that she wants. It may not be perfect for her. But I think that if she can be get in her mind into a little bit of compromise, and you get into a little bit of compromise, and you take care of her sexual needs without intercourse several days a week, and then with intercourse once or twice a week, that could be all that's needed to calm both of you down. 1-800-54. And listen, if you're having struggles within your relationship or with an addiction or with your attitude or with your money, email me at talkdavid.com. We've been doing this for, gosh, 30 years now, helping people to achieve their greatest goals, to overcome challenges. We're slammed. We usually can pick up one or two new clients a week. We can't pick up a lot of people, but text us and we'll get you in as soon as possible. Our work is 100% guaranteed, money back guaranteed. And in the years of doing this, we've never returned a penny because people achieve their dreams. I mean that sincerely. Go to talkdavid.com. Text number 941-266-7676. This is interesting. This just popped up. I just heard your conversation about the woman that wants sex 3 to 5 times a week. I feel that's fairly normal for women going through the quote-unquote hormonal changes. I'm 49. At 39, I could have cared less about sex. At 49, it's all I think about. Thank goodness I have an understanding husband who will do whatever it takes to keep me satisfied, which is a lot of work, I admit. But in the last 10 years, it's increased 100%. I agree with your advice to that man. I hope he'll follow through. Thank you. Thank you. It's true. We've seen it constantly. Women start to see that drive in sex increase. And it could be, again, because the children have left home and they feel more independent. And it also could be based on hormonal changes. Hey, listen, talkdavid.com is the website. Go visit, listen to the archives, stay inspired 24/7. Be bold, be strong, be positive all week long. And I'll see you next Saturday. Have a great week.
Never miss a week of inspiration by joining David Essel's Text Club right now. You can listen to David Essel live from anywhere in the world right on your smartphone if you text right now, Talk David, to 69302. Text Talk David, all one word, to 69302. And we're going to send you a link before the show starts every week so you can listen live all over the world to David Essel live. Get inspired right now by joining David Essel's Text Club. Text Talk David to 69302. Talk David to 69302.
Did you know that in just 3 hours, your life can be radically changed? Hi, I'm iHeartRadio host and author David Essel. Every month, we offer a low-cost, 3-hour seminar that you can join from anywhere in the USA for only $27. Our life-changing topics range from financial freedom to love and relationships, as well as our motivational seminar, Change Your Life Now. Visit TalkDavid.com. That's TalkDavid.com right now and sign up for only $27.